T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going to be a new voice on our Bills radio broadcast, Sunday broadcast. Happy to announce today, right here on our show, that we have a brand new color analyst, and he's a familiar name for Bills fans. He's on the set with us right now. Eric Wood, ready to join the Buffalo Bills organization as a member of the media content team. In particular, he'll be the new color analyst on the Bills radio network, working with me on Sundays. Welcome, Eric. You've been here before.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been in studio before, been in this building before, but it's fun to be back. Really excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Tell me about this opportunity and what excites you about it so much. And when you've been here a couple of times over since your retirement, and talk a little bit about dipping your toe in broadcasting. Now this is a full plunge into the broadcast waters.
Yeah, for sure. So I did a game for Fox last year. I did a couple pregame shows. Knew this fall I wanted to give it a full shot. I wanted to go both feet in. So I signed a deal with ACC Network, and then this Bills deal came along. With Kelso, want to focus on some other stuff, and this was too good to pass up. It's funny. I heard it all throughout my playing career that whenever you're done, you're going to miss this place, and that is true. And I did miss Western New York.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to about the ACC stuff? How often are you going to be working those? You got a full load there, right?
Yeah. So I'll be hopping from college games or hopping from the studio in Bristol over to Buffalo or wherever the Bills are going to be playing that week. So it'll be a busy fall, but really excited to be back involved with this organization. Even just today, my first day back up this year, seeing all the guys and familiar faces and just being around the building, it feels natural. Spent 9 years up here.
I could tell just walking around with you a little bit today how everybody's really happy to have you back, right? And all of them said the same thing. What are you doing here? Why are you here?
Yeah. It kept it confidential, but excited about it. And it'll be funny, you know, guys I played with talking about them on air and taking unbiased, you know, opinions. It'll be different. You know, I always joke that I never knew what Kelso said about me after a game, but I knew if Phil Sims or one of those guys tore me up on TV. So maybe my criticisms will go a little more
Kelso
unnoticed.
Kelso ripped you. I just want to tell you.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
I was going to ask you. You've been gone like one season. How far away does that feel?
Pretty far, honestly. Yeah. You know, and there was a good amount of turnover again this year. You know, off the playoff team, we had me and Richie depart, Cordy got traded, so a lot on offense got turned over. And then even again this year, with them struggling a little bit on offense last year, you can always expect some moves. Almost a completely revamped O-line, so not a lot of familiar faces up there for me.
Is there anybody that you played with?
Connor McDermott is still here, Deion Dawkins, Vlad.
Right, okay.
But three.
That's about three out of 13 guys that got in camp.
It was, 18 months ago my career ended. So that's a lot of turnover. And then still Shady in the backfield and Pat DeMarco. And there's some familiar faces. Zay Jones was on the team. But a lot of turnover, especially on the offensive side of the football.
With Eric Wood, who's joining our Bills media content team. He'll be working with me on Sundays, calling the play-by-play. Eric will do color of the Bills radio broadcast. And you mentioned Mark Kelso, and I want to say this too. Mark and Steve played with Mark Kelso. He knows him well. But, you know, I've done 16 – this will be my 16th season play-by-play. I worked 13 of them with Mr. Kelso, Mark Kelso. He is one of the – I'll tell you, folks, he's one of the finest human beings I've ever met, let alone work with. And there, I've met a lot. He was an excellent color man. I thought he brought – you know what he brought? He brought, like, a work ethic to the entire team. He came on when I was going into my third year on play-by-play. We had Alex Van Pelt for a couple of years. Not that Alex didn't work, but Kelso took it to a new level. I recall Eric and Steve, and you can appreciate this, Steve, having a conversation with Marv Levy during Mark Kelso's first season. And he asked me, you know, he's very fond of Kelso. He said, "How's Kelso working out on the radio?" And I said, "Coach, he works so hard, he forces everybody around him to step up their game." And Marv said, "Why do you think I kept him around on the team for so long?" Same thing, right? But just a wonderful man. I love him. I love his family. We will miss him. He's going to kind of dial in a little bit deeper into his work as with the NASCAR racing team, JTG Doherty Racing. I mean, and you'll experience this, Eric. And Mark was down there in Charlotte, North Carolina, Monday through Thursday. Come back here Thursday night and go to work Friday on the Bills while watching video all week long on the Bills and their opponents. And you're going to do something similar, right? And you're living in Louisville still.
Yeah, we're still going to keep our house in Louisville, and I'll be commuting whatever my ACC gig is for that week and then commuting up here. So it'll be a lot of travel this fall. I'll really utilize that plane time to maximize my film time. I've reached out to some guys. There's other guys who do college and NFL radio. I've reached out to those guys. Kirk Morrison does it. Andre Ware does it. So there's some other guys. It's not unheard of. And, you know, I had to tell my wife that. You know, there's other guys with families that do this. It's okay. But even she's excited about this opportunity. And everything you said about Kelso is everything I've heard as well. You know, extremely hardworking. You can't find a person in this organization or community that has ever said a bad word about Mark Kelso. So I have big shoes to fill, and I'll approach it with the same work ethic.
It's interesting, too, because people think, wow, you travel on weekends. You get a chance to be at home during the week. But it's funny, you're during the week where you can spend time with your family is when everybody else is working.
Right.
And when everybody else is free and they're doing stuff on weekends, you're grinding away. You know, and Murph is kind of the same thing. You work 5 days a week on the radio, and then you go do the weekend thing. So, and I did that 7 days a week last year when I was with CBS. Now I get a chance to like – there'll be times when you're, you know, going through that same airport for the 15th time that season where it's like, you know, I don't know how long I can, you know, do this. But if you like the work, which I hope you do, it'll be okay. I mean, if you enjoy the work, it'll be worth it. And I hope you do. How do you think it's going to go from going from NCAA to the NFL?
It's going to be a lot of work. And from doing college games last year, they're very tough to prepare for because
19,000 guys.
The rosters are enormous. There's so much turnover year after year. You know, in the NFL, you got a lot of familiar faces, especially on that 1-2 on the depth chart. And there really is only a 1-2. You know, I did a Kansas State-Iowa State game last year at the end of the season, and there were guys that were not on the initial media guide that were going to be playing in that game. We had to ask their SID, you know, give us something on this kid because he's going to play tonight, and if he gets an interception, we need something. Right. But it was fun, and I'm excited about it. Over the past year, one of the things I was missing was challenging work, you know, trying to get better at something and just challenge myself daily. And this year we'll do it, and we'll see. But I'm looking forward to the challenge of it in preparing week in, week out.
Eric Wood getting ready to join our Buffalo Bills media content team. He's going to be part of our radio broadcast on Sundays. I'll be working with Eric in the Bills radio broadcast booth. You're also going to be on our show, I guess, on a regular basis, right? On One Bills Live a lot on Mondays. Is that part of the deal?
Mondays after home games. I'll stick around and do media work around here. So
Steve wants to know if he can have that day off then.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, why not? You know, I don't want to crowd you guys.
Yeah. Right, but that'll be good. That'll be fun. And especially, and you could appreciate this being around here, a Monday after a Bills game, and they're different wins and losses, but a Monday after the Bills game, that's all anybody in Buffalo will talk about. And we benefit from that on this show.
Right. I've done some local radio in Louisville down in the summer.
You've done it here too on Mondays.
And here as well. But I've co-hosted shows over the summer when those guys are looking to take some vacation. I'm just looking for reps.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to fill 3 hours sometimes. On Mondays during the NFL season, especially after those home games, it will not be hard for us to fill airtime.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have plenty of callers and all that. I don't think it'll be too tough of work. And what's good with that is, one, that's more reps for me, you know, more on-air time. And then, two, any work like that is prep time for the following weekend. It's more familiarity with the roster. So I saw that as an opportunity to just kind of further get experience through this fall.
All right, speaking of getting reps, let's do this. So let's pick it. I'm going to grab a play from last season. Murph will call the play, and this will be the first time you guys work together in the booth, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's a standard play. We got one from the Tennessee Bills game last
year. It's a perfect play. It's just a regular run-of-the-mill play. It's nothing screwy or anything. Just a special teams play because that's my thing. So
I'm super familiar with.
Right, here we go. So here comes the play. Murph, you go ahead. Right. This is, people will hear it.
It's Bills in Tennessee, and the Bills with a 9-play drive, and they line up for a field goal drive here, second quarter of the snap. Bohorquez stands up and runs. What's he doing? Tries to throw a pass, almost intercepted. What is Corey Bohorquez doing? Take it away, Eric.
This is the impact that you get when you run through punters through the season. You know, The miscommunication that comes from lack of experience. Colton Schmidt, I don't know that he makes that play there.
We picked deliberately the craziest play, maybe the biggest botch play of last year. And it turned out the Bills won the game, so we can laugh about it. But, man, stuff like that happens. I always tell people, Eric, and when you're doing those broadcasts, it's, you know, you study all week. You'll watch video. We all watch video. You study the opponents. You know what the Bills are up to. And then the game starts, and it's like a three-hour test. And no matter how hard you study, something's going to happen. It's like, what? Like that play.
Right, and that's a panic play by the, by a young kid who's inexperienced. Steven's approaching to kick the ball. They obviously, you know, as Steve knows, there's always – some type of signal coming in from the sideline to see if the fake was there. That's a young kid.
It's
panicking.
Interesting too. And I was laughing because you think that never happens. It does. It happens every so often. I was reminded, Murph, we had a great punter that you played with, Brian Moorman.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember this. His first play as a Bill, when he came out to punt, the opponent baited him into thinking there was somebody uncovered outside. He tried to throw a pass on his first punt as an NFL player, and he botched it. First play ever. Now he turns out to be this all-time great punter for the team. But, things like that start out. When I started playing, my first special teams play ever was a blocked extra point right back in my face as the holder for Tony Zendejas.
Okay.
I mean, stuff like that happens constantly.
Right.
You got to be ready for it. And we did that on purpose set you up for success right out of the game, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
It'll never get harder than that.
It couldn't have been an inside zone.
Running play off the right.
Yeah. And that leads to this question. As you prepare for the games, do you think you will focus, and as you do the games, focus on line play, offensive line play mostly? Or you got to expand your vision a little bit.
Yeah, and talking with producers for games I did last year and even prepping for this year, they want me to do what I'm good at, and they understand that I see the field from the inside out. Being a center, I'm not going to say I'm a quarterback expert, but I was in a great relationship with our quarterbacks at all times, so I can speak on some type of quarterback play. But for me, it's all inside out, and they're like, "That's fine. You don't necessarily. We don't expect you to be watching the receivers on every single play.
Right.
That's fine. Use your perspective and use your." Your knowledge, you know, I have a PhD in football, but it's not necessarily as receiver play. Now I'll gain experience and that stuff I'll have to study, but I'm not going to start there.
It is like a PhD, and you're like you're an internal medicine guy, and this guy's orthopedic surgeon.
Exactly.
You know, this is a different field. Also, I got to ask you now: where are you going to get your film to watch? How are you going to? What do you got? Websites? Or you got Hoops One? What do you use?
Let me know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, for college last year, Fox had pushed out some stuff to me.
Right.
You know, here's their last two opponents and all that. You know, for the college game, I reached out to Chris Spielman, who was a Bills guy, and he does some NFL and college. And I was asking him, you know, you got two unfamiliar teams, which this won't happen in the NFL. For most teams, I know they're coordinators you know, players and whatnot. But I had no idea about either team. He said, go back and watch TV copy so you hear the names over and over. And he said, when you're driving in the car, flip it on your phone just so you keep hearing the names and you just hear them talk about it. And then you might catch a storyline and then, hey, let me look up an article on that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I did it last year. For this year, I'm not exactly sure. I'm open to suggestions.
NFL.com has the service and you we'll get you, make sure you get that. But and Spielman's right, because I watch coaches' video to see who's lining up where. Mm-hmm. And also, and they have the, what do they call it, the shortened version, the condensed version.
Yeah.
So you can watch a game with the names and with the announcers and the storylines real quick.
I watched a bunch of those last year prepping for my athletic columns.
Right.
You know, on Sunday, I'd be watching the Bills game at home, but we'd have people over, and I'm grilling wings or something. And then I'd go to write a column the next day, and I'm like, well, I better go watch every single snap again just so I don't miss something or
make
a wrong
point. So you are
going
to be busy. You're going to be doing the ACC. You're going to on TV. You're going to do the Bills and NFL on radio every weekend, and you're also going to be writing for The Athletic as well, right?
That deal is not set in stone yet.
Not set in stone? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. If they make it worth my time, I will, because I did enjoy that, and the feedback I got from that was incredible. I end up getting a lot of great media opportunities through the week, and I'm not saying it was a correlation to this, but I did a lot of work last fall, just kind of patchworked a little bit of a resume together to try and get some opportunities for
this
year.
Well, believe me, if you're doing all that stuff, your time is going to be worth more than it when they think it is. You know?
Right, for sure.
Because it's going to be very scarce.
Are you negotiating for him right now?
I am, actually. I've got some experience in that.
His time is very valuable, Steve.
It is.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.